Every single VA hospital now, all 152 of them, have their own Facebook pages. Why is that important for serving the people who go to these hospitals who use these facilities?
Well, one of the things that when we started doing this that we realized was that veterans and their families didn't always want information from the centralized location from Washington, D.C. What they really wanted was information at the local level, because what a lot of veterans equate with VA is their local VA medical center. Whether they're thinking of the GI Bill or having surgery, they equate their local VA medical center with VA. And that's sort of where they feel like they want information. And so we felt like we needed to give it to them. And so we made a conscious effort with our health administration last year to really move into this sector. And it's really culminated now at the end of last year. Every VA medical center has a Facebook page. And like you mentioned, we're also going to move into Twitter. But this is a really good start for us.
The idea of all the hospitals having their own Facebook pages is fascinating to me because of the way that people, I think, misunderstand the demographics of social media. I think there is an assumption that your typical Facebook user is, you know, a college student or a 20-something, when in fact the last numbers I saw indicated that the fastest growing segment of users in Facebook are actually people over the age of 65.
Right. It is a misnomer. Our numbers that we see, and I can't speak for all of Facebook users, but the numbers we see are very different. As it turns out for us, only 7% of our Facebook users are under the age of 25.
Hmm.
And 93% are over 25. And in fact, over a third, almost 40% are over 45. So we do skew older in our demographic. Interestingly enough, we also have over a third of our Facebook users are also women, and the military is only 15% female. So what that tells us is that we not only have a lot of employees on there, but we also have a lot of family members and spouses.
Mm-hmm. Communicating the information is important. I think everybody understands that Facebook is a good way to do that. So within your office and the folks that you work with, that's not hard to understand. How do you demonstrate that, though, up the chain, that this is a place, especially when resources are the way they are, that this is a place that the agency should be spending money?
It actually hasn't been as hard for me as I thought it was going to be. When I first came in here, when I was first hired to do this, I expected that I was going to have to, you know, really fight tooth and nail to justify this. But what I found is that Secretary Shinseki, on down the line to the Assistant Secretary, and you know, those folks, they've been incredibly supportive from the very beginning. They, you know, they've made it their mission to bring VA successfully into the 21st century in how we communicate and how we talk to veterans and their families. And so from the very beginning, from the time I got here, you know, they've asked me what do I need, what does my team need in order for us to communicate better with our audience. And so far they haven't turned us down on anything. And you know, obviously we try to be judicious with how we're spending the money, but we've gotten everything we need. We've gotten all the support we've needed so far, and it's really been great to have. You know, there are very few jobs I think people get where their leadership supports them to this extent, but it's been really fantastic.
Now, I know I didn't bring you on here to talk about you per se, but there's one line in your bio that I think gave me some particular insight into why this means what it means to you. And that line says, in March 2002, he led a rifle platoon into Afghanistan's Shah-i-Kot Valley.
Right,
during the intense fighting that enveloped Operation Anaconda. So you live this every day. You are one when it comes to being a vet and understanding the importance of all of this. How does that element of your experience influence what you're doing in communicating with veterans every day?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. That was not expected, but it's been very beneficial for me because, you know, I was a veteran. I was using VA services. I was going to the medical center. I was using the GI Bill before I ever considered working here. So I have the experience of having seen VA from both sides. I've used it as a veteran. I know what veterans are facing. I know what veterans are going through. I know what it's like to deal with the bureaucracy. And then now that I work here, I also understand why some things are the way they are. And that what that has done is really helped me to translate that and communicate that to veterans and their families. And, you know, I think it's put us on a path toward repairing a lot of the relationships that this department had had with the public, you know, over you know, decades ago. But, you know, the leadership team that's in place has been supportive, and they're veterans too. Secretary Shinseki, you know, he was wounded in Vietnam, and so he gets it. And, you know, and I've hired a couple of people who are also veterans, and I think they really bring a lot to the table in helping us communicate how this department works, and how veterans can get the benefits to which they're entitled by using all these tools.